This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I am appalled at what you just said. Do you realize just last night? I'm going to send you this tweet. I want you to see it. Just last night, someone mentioned me. Because I actually don't do my traditional open here on this program, if I'm being honest. Do you know how I start overtime?
No.
That's going to be something we do in a 45 topic. Can you just go to the opening of overtime from last night? We're going to play it. I get freak nasty over there, man. I do. This is the Burgundy. Look, I'm going to walk up to the glass and show you. I don't know if you can see this far. Somebody cranking the intro to the open last night, because that's what they do. It's the best intro on sports talk radio, man. Argue with somebody you love. Not me. It is a Wednesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 6:30. We're abbreviated tonight because we got some play-by-play on tap here on the Team 980. Tomorrow, full loaded show for you. And the rest of the way, we're jam-packed, so make sure you keep it locked right here on the Team 980. Mike Jones of The Athletic getting ready to join, coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll take a big picture look at the Washington Commanders with Jonesy. But right now, I want to start that exercise because, to me, if this 2024 draft class, and I'm getting ready to pull up the 2024 draft class just to really have it in my face. If this Commanders 24 draft class doesn't hit, if most of the guys in this class don't hit, it really has the potential to set you back organizationally. Because when you acquire all of those picks, you're not picking them for giggles. You're doing it to try and find foundational building blocks. And not every pick is going to turn into a long-term starter, but they should at least be immediate backups, right? Just looking at it here, Washington had the second pick. Washington had pick number 36 in round two, pick number 50 in round two, pick number 53 in round two, pick number 67 in round three, pick number 100 in round three, pick number 139 in round five with Jordan McGee. He had Dom Hampton as well. So Washington had one, two, something like seven, eight picks or eight, nine picks in this class. You've already parted ways with one of those guys, which is crazy to me talking about Dom Hampton. I don't know what it was with Dom Hampton and why he got such a short leash. And if it had, you know, anything to do with off the field stuff. But if they're cutting draft picks, I didn't think he would be the guy to get cut. He's the guy that wasn't active much last year. That must mean Cam Medrano's going to get cut, because they didn't have Dom Hampton active very much last year, even in a special teams capacity. So I am curious to see how it all plays out. My big picture piece is this, right? And I'm going to count the picks here out loud, so bear with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You had 9 draft picks. In an ideal world, you hope 6 or 7 of those 9 guys are here long term in various capacities. It could be a punt returner. It could be special teams, war daddy. It could be your third defensive end. It could be your backup defensive tackle. You need these dudes to be contributors. And what I'm going to get at right now is Washington does have a lot of contributors, quote unquote, from their class. Like Javonte Jean-Baptiste played big time snaps. Jordan McGee has played big time snaps. Luke McCaffrey has played big time snaps. Brandon Coleman started every game last year. Ben Sinnott has played a fair share of snaps. Mike Samers still has played big time snaps. Jerzon Newton has played big time snaps. So it's tough for me. You can play big time snaps, but I want our guys to play good in those snaps. That's my thing. I think when you look at Washington's class, I saw these numbers somewhere. I didn't bookmark it to my ex account, so I'm mad at myself for that. Washington, in terms of the guys in that 24 draft class, had as many guys playing as anybody in the NFL. But just because they're playing doesn't mean they're good. And that's the problem that I have. I am about ready, and maybe I'm premature on this, and I know I got in trouble with Luke McCaffrey. Maybe this will spell good for this player I'm about to name. Because when I said Luke was a bust, he said, oh yeah, proceeded to go crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I ain't gonna lie, Ant. I'm ready to label Jerzon Newton a bust. Jerzon Newton is probably, I don't even want to say probably, by far, he's the most disappointing guy out of the 2024 draft class because of what the expectations were for him. This was a guy that was pick number 36 overall with the injury. So if he didn't have the injury, only the Lord knows where he would have gotten drafted. He could have been a top 17 pick, top 18 pick, if healthy. And yet this past weekend, with Daron Payne out due to suspension, we had 32-year-old Eddie Goldman playing more snaps than our second-round pick. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? For the life of me, I can't live with stuff like that. This was supposed to be Jerzon's moment. This was supposed to be Johnny Newton's moment. You couldn't out-snap Eddie Goldman Eddie Goldman this time last year didn't even know if he wanted to play football. And he's out snapping a guy that should have been a first-round pick last year? You're a bust. That's where I'm at with it. Lack of impact. You don't play it up. And this is my other thing. If you only play it, because I don't know what this is like, because when I was in high school and my brief stint in college, like, especially in high school, I was depended on. I didn't come off the field. I played offense. I played defense. I played kickoff. I played kickoff return. I was the long snapper. Hey, Slim, if you're playing 22 snaps, them 22 snaps, you better not show near sign of fatigue. You better look like the freshest thing that exists. Shouldn't be a problem for you. But with Jazan, I watch him, and he looks like somebody that's sucking wind. I have a problem with Jazan Newton not being able to outsnap Eddie freaking Goldman. At what point do we look at Adam Peters and go, hey, Slim, maybe you're not good at picking players? Because Johnny Newton, not only is he not that good, and the coaches believe that as well, or else he'd be playing more, right? Not only do they think he's not that good, they also are selling us this bill of goods through the media that he's somebody that they should be relying on, that he's somebody that's taking a step in the right direction. And I think we warned the people of this last week. When they're constantly talking about you in the media during his press avails, it's probably not a good thing. It's probably not. I just dropped it in the folder for today. This is DQ from last Monday when they found out that they were going to be without Deron Payne. They found out that they were going to be without Deron Payne. And you know what we all thought? Ding, ding, ding. He was the number one guy in our Super Six Pack. We thought this was his shining moment. This was Dan Quinn on Deron Payne's absence this past week.
Hi, Coach. How will the absence of Deron Payne affect the team this weekend?
Yeah, we'll miss Deron for sure inside. His presence, the physicality. Johnny Newton and Javon Kinlaw will be the two that will feature the most inside. And then Eddie
Goldman. Hold on, Ant. Can I ask you a question? This is the pride of Syracuse University. This is the pride of Georgetown Prep. If you tell me one thing and do another, that is a
hypocrite.
It's a lie.
A lie.
If I tell you, hey, Ant, I'm about to throw my pick against the glass and I don't do it, I'm lying to you.
You are.
He said Javon Kinlaw and Jazan Newton were the two DTs he was going to feature the most. Eddie Goldman outsnapped you. Why? You don't think this is a problem? You don't think it's a very alarming indictment on how they feel about you as a player? And I may have mislabeled Eddie Goldman. He's 32, 33 years old, though. I know that for sure. And you couldn't play your second round pick more than him? I have a major problem with it. Let's continue to hear from Coach Quinn, who just lied.
Johnny Newton and Javon Kinlaw will be the two that will feature the most inside, and then Eddie Goldman and Sheldon Day would be there behind. But we're pleased with where, you know, the development that Johnny's taking, especially on the pass rush side. He had some injuries coming into last year, and I felt like it took him this season, this preseason, to, like, hit his stride and hit to the next spot. And I feel like he's doing that. So we'll lean in on more on him for sure.
This is why you can't, and I love DQ, man. He just be up there talking. What development has Johnny Newton shown this year? I watch the D-line closer than anybody because that's what I know the best. You're telling me, I'll pull up the numbers. See, I'm going to give it to you raw. He has as many pressures as Frankie Louvu. This year, Jazan Newton. Jazan Newton has played 113 pass rush snaps. He has 9 quarterback pressures. 9.
This was a game where we didn't have to focus on trying to stop the run. Do you think we would have seen more Johnny as opposed to more Eddie Goldman, who's was probably brought in to, you know, play nose, clog the middle?
Well, here's my next question then.
Okay.
How do you take a defensive tackle damn near in the first round that is one-dimensional? He is a one-dimensional It'd be different, though, Ant, if we know he can't play the run. Anybody with an untrained eye could even see that. We know he can't play the run. That must mean you got to be hell on wheels as a pass rusher. And he's not. He's not. So you can, if we're like looking to find something that he does well, sure. He rushes the passer well. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't do anything well at this point. Not consistently. And then I got to keep hearing about injuries. You were injured last training camp, Slim. What are we talking about it for still? 301-230-0980 is the number. I don't know, man. I think big picture here, their inability to hit on guys in the 2024 draft class, it may be what sets this franchise back, and it may put Adam Peters and company on the clock way sooner than they thought. 301-230-0980 is the number. I'm officially ready to label Johnny Newton a bust. When we come back, I want you to line up on the phones for this. Outside of Jayden Daniels, which of the other 2024 draft picks do you feel good about? Who's got the best chance to become a long-term starter? 301-230-0980 is the number. Your calls, plus our opinion next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.